Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hairmon for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and has Muser trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman who tags Muser for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to third. Sharp moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Sharp scores. Leon moves to third. Kelly moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Rodriguez moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard is walked intentionally. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharon. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Orta scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup pinch runs for Willie Horton. Cy Acosta now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Frank Howard. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing first base. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese pinch runs for Norm Cash. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Acosta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.